Item number 13.
Authorize a matching grant fund not to exceed $460,000, $560,596,000, and grant agreements to assist in the cost to purchase and install safety equipment, specifically side guards on garbage and recycling collection vehicles.
Colleagues, the City of Portland is committed to making our streets safer. The Portland City Council adopted Vision Zero. You heard a little bit about that this morning. It's a plan that calls for zero traffic deaths in Portland through a comprehensive approach outlining 32 different actions. Providing a safe environment for vulnerable road users, defined as cyclists, walkers, and people using transportation assistance devices and scooters, is a priority for the City of Portland. As we look to the future and expand participation in alternatives to single occupancy vehicle transport, we all need to be safe moving around the city. I think we all acknowledge that. The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability has worked in partnership with the Bureau of Transportation to identify and act on an aspect of large truck use in Portland that poses a life-threatening risk to vulnerable road users. I'd like to applaud the Planning and Sustainability Commission for highlighting this issue and advocating for exploration of the safety equipment. I'd like to introduce Pete Chisholm-Winfield with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to give Council a short presentation on side guards and answer any questions that we may have. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I'm Pete Chisholm-Winfield, with the project manager for the side guards with BPS. I am joined here with my supervisor and the solid waste and recycling manager with BPS, Bruce Walker. First off, before we begin, I'd like to thank you all for your heartfelt words this morning. That was very important, and our condolences to you.
Thank you.
BPS is responsible for regulating the garbage recycling, composting collection for residents and businesses. As a part of this role, BPS establishes rules that improve safety for workers and vulnerable road users. Side guards are installed to close the gap between the front and rear axles of a large truck to prevent harm to cyclists and pedestrians in the event of a side collision. And that gap is closed so that if it turns into a person walking or cycling, it would knock them over as opposed to them getting sucked into the middle of the vehicle, underneath the vehicle. This ordinance authorizes a matching grant to assist garbage recycling companies with installing side guards, and it's intended to do two things. One, to accelerate the installation by providing financial assistance, and two, reducing the potential rate increases to customers. All of these companies together purchase anywhere between 30 and 40 trucks a year. We're proposing doing 385 trucks, so it's quite a glut of work that we think needs to be done right away. So as you can see on the slide here, there's a example of the side guards. Side guards are commonplace in European cities and gaining momentum in the United States, particularly in cities that are dense, becoming more dense, and are proactively encouraging their residents to cycle and get out of their vehicles to transport themselves. So you'll see in this the number of cities that are actively working toward this, and Boston and New York, I think, are much more advanced.
Thank you. So based on this map, does this mean that we have implemented these guards?
Yeah, so based off of the map, this is acknowledging the work that the City of Portland has done to its own vehicles.
Oh, this is just the city's property vehicles.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
that would be a separate from what this proposal would be, which would be putting them on the large trucks that service from the private companies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So Portland City Council, as we've all heard earlier today, adopted Vision Zero. And a part of that was to identify this action with contracted services. BPS has actively collaborated with Piedmont staff We compare notes. We've attended each other's meetings. We raise awareness with each other. We talk about the logistics of installing this. And so I want to give a quick shout out to Shayna Hobbs, Clay Vica, and Dana Dickman with PBOT, who have helped us with this project. BPS staff have also received guidance from staff at the Volpe Center, a safety research program with the U.S. Department of Transportation, and use their specifications, which are an attachment, to understand how to properly install the side guards so that they do what they're intended to do. And we did a pilot project that gave us information about costs, operations, and installation that are that information was used into the proposal that you're seeing today. So as of January 2020, all new collection vehicles purchased by garbage and recycling companies will be required to have these installed. So as we move forward and we see new trucks servicing Portland customers, they will be required to have this piece of equipment. So all of the older trucks that we're trying to get up to speed and eliminate that risk.
Can I ask you a question? Is that something that we are installing, or do we have a vendor who installs those? How is that actually being done?
So the proposal is set up so that the private company selects a vendor, and there's a local company called General Equipment that does a lot of this work for garbage and recycling companies. So it's likely that a lot of them will go to that company for this
meets
work.
All federal safety standards. So this isn't something that we're just doing makeshift. This is done to a particular spec or to particular design or to a particular safety standard.
Yes, and one of the exhibits is the actual Volpe specs that show the measurements that are required. And so as we would be providing reimbursement, we would actually be sending inspector out to check to make sure with the tape measure that all the specifications are being met according to the Volpe Center.
And I assume the answer to this question, but I just have to ask, I assume that we've also had the conversation with risk management, and this does nothing to negate any insurance or liability issues?
With regard to the private companies?
If you have a warranty on a roof and you alter that roof, it can actually negate the warranty on that roof. I just want to make sure there's not any ancillary risk exposure to the city of Portland.
Yeah.
Do you understand the question? Maybe I'm not asking the question precisely.
We've not contacted directly risk management, but this is the same vendor and the same project that was used on all the city vehicle, the large trucks. So we believe we're acting in concert with the PBOT directive that's already installed the side guards on heavy city vehicles.
Where did the Volpe, you described this as a Volpe standard. Did I get that right? Volpe standard?
Volpe, yeah, they're in Cambridge.
Where did that come from? Who established that standard?
So they studied, what they did was look at all the specifications that were developed in the European policies. And they took all those specifications. They also do lots of crash scenarios. So they set up these scenarios where they would put a dummy bicycle going next to a truck, and they would show it. You can actually look it up on the Googles, but it shows that with the side guard, the cyclist gets pushed aside, which is one of the reasons why the 400 pounds per square inch is a part of that specification. So it's strong enough to push somebody aside.
Okay,
and without it,
it looks right,
under.
But I just want to, and do we have data that shows that in the field that is actually the way it works, or do we know?
As far as the pounds per square inch aspect of the specification?
No, I don't care so much. They look pretty strong. I'm not concerned about that. I just want to know that the product does what it's supposed to be doing. Do we have any, there's multiple cities around the country, do we have any data that shows they actually work, that they do what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, as far as information that we have,
information.
We have the two companies that provided this service. One is a company in Seattle called Walker Blocker, and they've worked with Seattle and the University of Washington, and there's another Italian company called Tackler. So these companies have been doing this for other areas for a long time, and they also, in addition to us, work directly with the Volpe Center to figure out what their specifications are, so that
I would like to suggest this because you know it appears to make sense. It seems like it's a good idea, but in the spirit of this being a long-term strategy for the city of Portland, if nobody else is collecting this information or data, I suggest that we do it. I would like us to track whether or not there are interactions with pedestrians or cyclists or people on walkers or people on scooters, and I'd like to have something other than anecdotal information about what the real impact of these are.
Here.
Commissioner Hersey, did you have a question?
Sure. I did.
Yeah, and I have heard from City of Boston staff that after they've installed side guards, they had one instance that they reported that the side guard literally resulted in pushing a cyclist to the side and saving their life.
Okay, so the whole goal is to keep them out from under the back mm-hmm. tires.
Exactly.
The play here. Okay. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. I also want to follow up on one of the questions the mayor asked. I think it's really important to make sure that we're not shifting liability if there is an accident to the City of Portland, because we have installed this equipment onto a truck, because in a car, if you make any changes, your warranty is invalid as well, right? So it's just a conversation with legal counsel to just figure out to make sure that we're on good legal ground when we start implementing this. My next question was going to be, you're only going to be installing these on new trucks, right? Or are you installing them on all the trucks that recyclers will be using in our community?
All right. Just to be clear, the new trucks that these private companies will be purchasing will be responsible for putting the equipment on their truck prior to the service. This proposal is for all the old trucks to retrofit the equipment on the old trucks.
And are we prioritizing trucks that have less emissions? Are we prioritizing trucks that we expect will be on the road longer, right? Because there's like a life cycle for these trucks, and what we know now about emissions, I would think that we would want to be very thoughtful and not actually put equipment on trucks that we're hoping to convince folks to retire, right? So that they could get more energy efficient equipment that will be riding through our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And we actually have put a in the proposal, there's a limit for trucks that are 2010 and greater and newer mm-hmm. because of the federal emission regulations on 2010 trucks. So that has been taken into consideration. We want to make sure and phase out those older, dirtier trucks.
Right. And give an encouragement, right, to be able to get those older trucks off the road, because that would be the goal.
And Pete, just one more comment. Since we're not voting today, this is a first reading. If you could just check with risk management and legal counsel and maybe get back to me on the issues that I'd asked about. Commissioner Fritz?
No problem.
Bruce has got my information.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bruce.
I'd like to just amplify one more answer to Commissioner Hardesty. Pete has worked very hard to bring forward our clean fleet policy, which we have requirements that those older trucks are being retired. So I just want to amplify that this is what we're targeting, are the less polluting, the newer trucks, and that's a requirement that we have, unlike any other jurisdiction in the state of Oregon, it's what we call a clean fleet, and now we're trying to make it a safer fleet.
And we paid more on our garbage fees in order to be able to do that. The city helped. The city was responsible for making sure that was financially viable for all of the companies.
And Mayor Wheeler, we work very closely with legal on bringing this forward. But we will do further connection on the risk management portion.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's always better to ask ahead of time, right? Ask at the front end rather than the back end.
Right? Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you. So to continue the average cost, I know there's a glut, the glut of work that would need to be done for the retrofits for brand new trucks, though the cost is much less. It's about less than 0.05% increase cost of a new vehicle. So So I'm just going to, the other thing I wanted to make sure to say is that it's designed so that there's more of an incentive in the first year so that we can, accelerate and eliminate this risk. So 60% reimbursement in the first year and 40% in the second year. But companies that are registered as women and minority-owned through the state's COBID program will be receiving, in this proposal, 100% reimbursement for the side grants. So, and if you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
We've had at least one fatality of this kind of crash, right?
Yeah, there has been one that I know of that was directly a result of an impact with a garbage truck, and there have been others that have been impacted with other different types of trucks. But it has been identified, as cities get denser and we try to get more people out of their cars, we anticipate that this risk would just increase over time with Portland.
It seems to me, colleagues, that the liability risk is in not doing this, that we know that these trucks are dangerous, and if we don't do something, we are really in trouble.
Yeah, I think on balance, that's exactly right. I just want to make sure we have all our bases covered. Commissioner Fritz?
No.
Artisti, I'm sorry. I know who you are.
I was just going to say I agree with Commissioner Fritz, but I also know that if we alter someone's vehicle and we don't know who's going to be liable if something happens to that vehicle, we could be in a whole world of hurt down the road. So I think it's important to have that info up front.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does that complete your presentation? Great. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. Carla, do we have anybody signed up for public testimony?
Yes, we have three people. Chris Smith, Maggie, and Jillian Detweiler.
Great. And I will just remind people that testimony is to be focused on the issue at hand, as per the council rules, which were read at the beginning of the hearing. And if people are not going to stick to the point, we will ask you to leave. Good morning.
Good morning. Chris Smith. I'm vice chair of the Planning and Sustainability Commission. However, today I'm speaking as an individual. And before I launch into this topic specifically, I just want to comment on Vision Zero in general, relevant to the earlier comments. The city of Oslo, Norway, in 2019 achieved zero traffic deaths, utilizing frameworks very similar to what we're pursuing in Portland. Now, obviously, they are much further down the road, particularly in engineering efforts. But the formula of reducing automobile speeds and, in some places, the presence of automobiles has been proven out in that context. So I just want to reinforce the efforts that we're making. A few years ago, we reorganized oversight of the city utility bureaus, and one of the side effects of that is that the PSC became the recommending body for recycling and solid waste rates. Not wanting to waste a regulatory opportunity, every time the rates were presented to us, I asked what we were doing about truck safety. And I want to thank very much Bruce and BPS management, who rose to the challenge, and Pete, who has become the subject matter expert on truck safety. This has been a great step forward, and the answer is yes, there have definitely been deaths in Portland due to what we call hook accidents. A hook accident with a large vehicle is probably one of the things that cyclists fear the most. Tracy Sparling, Brett Jermalak are two names that came to mind. Those resulted in the We Are All Traffic protests. Commissioner Fritch, you may remember those having been, I think, in your election cycle at that time. So the community definitely rose to the occasion. We've made engineering changes to support that, and the bike box program was a direct result in some ways of that. Closing a right turn opportunity on Interstate Avenue was another result of those collisions. This is a vital program. I encourage you to do your due diligence, but the requirement for these retrofits has already been implemented in administrative rule. This grant simply accelerates the implementation, and grateful to have it do that. And finally, I'd note this is really just a first step. If you look at where the Europeans are on truck safety, there are a number of measures. Side guards are one. Mirror systems are another, to make sure that the driver can see a cyclist or pedestrian who may be alongside the truck. and the design of the truck cab is another. If you look at European trucks, you'll see that the cabs look like big glass bubbles, so they have much greater visibility, and I would encourage us to keep pursuing all of those avenues. And finally, I'll say that I was in communication with Jess Thompson, who's the executive director of Oregon Walks. She sends her regrets that she can't be here, but she asked me to express her support for this measure, so I encourage you to adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Jillian Detweiler, the Executive Director of the Street Trust, and I'm also here today to ask you to approve this ordinance. Vehicle design is really important. This is an item that the City of Portland can take on through its regulatory authority. I'd really like to commend the interbureau and interdisciplinary approach that put Vision Zero and traffic safety together with our, solid waste regulation. Love seeing that collaboration. In our vision of the future, people use the vehicle that is right for the trip, and someday there will be no need for large vehicles in dense urban areas. We'll be able to, access a bike, an e-bike, a scooter, walk safely. But until we get there, these measures help save lives, and so we appreciate this action. I did want to note, it's always interesting to come to the City Council. I was interested to hear the presentation from the folks along 102nd. Commissioner Udaly, I appreciated you trying to bring out some of the complexity around Vision Zero, and I was also very interested to learn about the Council's work session yesterday, and I will watch that because that's been a real issue for our organization. What's the right place to land there? So thank you.
Great, thank you. And I'd love to get your feedback on that once you've had a chance to review it. Appreciate it. Go ahead. Maggie, he's already testified. Okay. You go ahead.
Well, I guess you're concerned about federal and state regulations when it comes to guards on garbage trucks, but you're not concerned about federal and state regulations or human rights regulations when it comes to shelters, which is why people end up sleeping on the street because of being kicked out because
you're off topic.
I'm talking about federal and state regulations and UN regulations. I think that's what you were talking about, Ted, about your concern that things fit into federal and state regulations while you turn a blind eye when it's the shelters. Why?
You're wasting a lot of people's time. Please take your seat. Please take your seat. I'm asking you to take your seat. If you do not do so, you'll be asked to leave. Carla, we'll take a 2-minute recess. Maggie, you need to leave. Mag, you can't have civil disobedience without the whole fledged thing here. You've been wasting everybody's time, and you need to leave. You need to leave. Colleagues, we'll take a 5-minute break. I need to get some water.
Just so you know, I did it, but so loud, it just sounds like my mic's just down. Yeah, but I always get her, so this is why I keep it off. And she won't. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, let me know. they move around.
I'm sorry.
If you don't go, nobody come back in here. We're not saying you can't come back.
Don't threaten us. It doesn't help. Doesn't help.
There's no threat. That's facts. That's just what it is.
I mean, can I help out?
There is a threat.
Can I help out?
There's no threat, sir. Not at all. Certainly.
Yes. I'm not talking about you. He's moved out of the way of coming from Mayor Wheeler.
Thank you for coming. They're throwing us out. I guess we can come back. I didn't do anything yet.
We said you can come back.
I know what I said yet.
Would not work for me.
All right. Thank Maggie for giving me the opportunity to catch up on a couple of items.